7:32, we open the second meeting, January 12th. Do I have a motion to go into executive session? All in favor?
Aye.
Are we on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So entertain a motion to come out of executive session. There's no decision made.
So.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
John, you're now wearing regular meeting.
Plenty of room, Danny, if you want to sit there.
Sit where you want.
Come over here and sit next to Al. Is that what you do? You want to sit next to Al?
Hi, Merrill. Hello.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Yeah.
Likewise.
You know, every time I come up here, I'm like, it's so nice to come up to Stratton, but I can't say that on a 8 o'clock on a January midwinter night.
It's raining in.
My snowbanks are this tall. And you're seeing grass in Manchester.
Couldn't see anything too exciting or beautiful, except for a couple of possible ice slicks.
Yeah.
Road crew's being lazy.
Yeah, it's on me.
Oh, the roads were great, actually. I was.
Good answer. I like you.
There were some wet spots, but that's just wet, but everything else looked great.
What happened? They put salt down.
Getting bumpy now.
Yeah, that is true.
Boy.
It is.
Down to my house, there, Route 100, they hit the.
Speed bump alley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a nasty one up on the hill.
Is this still executive session?
No, we're out.
You're in.
We're in a regular session. We're out, you're in.
All right.
So we've had a chance, Merrill, to go over the documents, the new photos, the.
Yeah.
More photos than there were before, et cetera.
I hope it made sense where we shifted and what we were doing with that.
Yeah. There, the, what the board's trying to decide is how, you know, do they take their chances in court over what is, in our view, an ambiguous deed restriction language? Or, in order to save all the work that's been done on these trails, and given the additional work that's going to be needed, is it worth it to do that, you know, moving forward, and then hopefully everybody's happy?
Yeah.
The, and it's a hard decision for the town, because the Nature Conservancy, in all due respect, is overly detailed. I mean, it's just, they don't make anything simple, okay? We hear there might be dissension among the ranks, among your client. Do you know anything about that, or?
No, I don't.
I understand there may have been some things with regard to mountain bike, you know, not so much with this project between mountain bikers and the Nature Conservancy and people on the board.
Not that I know of.
But I just didn't know if there is any notion to try to simplify what we've got here. From the standpoint of the town, of what's there and leaving what's there, there are a lot of photos in here where the comment is, berm allowed to remain, let it degrade over time. And that makes sense, you know, the couple inches might be an inch or two high.
Yeah, those, that was in response to what we were going back and forth to calling the page one problem, because we had that, hey, remove this berm, and then it was clear that it was going to just be flat. So rather than say flatten it, if, you know, to the extent that the TNC still is of the position, takes the position that mountain bike-specific features are inconsistent with a foot trail in its estimation, that rather than go around trying to do that, just have them go away over time.
Yeah.
So the people get the use out of them.
Yeah, and I think we appreciate that. And the pictures with the wooden bridges, putting in slats, that's low-hanging fruit.
Yep.
Removing the big ramp, the wooden feature, that makes sense. There's a work trail that people might be using, and the recommendation is to put some brush in front of it so that people aren't using it. Things like that, I think, are the low-hanging fruit. The ones that seem to be, I'm trying to think of the amount of work that's going to go into fixing this. And if we can get that down to a couple days on an excavator, then I think the board is more willing to do it. There are some in here where it talks about essentially doing additional grade reversals or actually adding length to decrease a slope. And or somewhere there's like a step down. Like if you look at page 3.5, photo 1, I don't know how step down must be removed. I don't know how you remove that piece of ledge there. You see, so there are things like that, that the way I look at that is to remove that so-called step down, it would be to have to make an additional trail around it to revert it and keep it to the slope that you're looking at, which is 20% over 200 feet.
Right. Yeah, the issue there is the grade, you're right. It's just so steep that the speed with which people, the speed that people could get up to in these segments that are such significant slope, that's the primary concern. Because the idea, of course, being that the pedestrians are primary users.
Right, but from the standpoint of if you have signage that bikers yield to the pedestrians, would that, but what I'm getting at is you're having to create more trail there. Mm-hmm. There was another one in here where
yeah, it's an alternative.
Point 9 was realigning the trail.
And
it looks to me that that's a corner. So if you're realigning it, are you talking about making a much wider, it says increased turning radius.
Yes.
But that's going to mean making, actually constructing more of a trail out in the woods.
It's more of a, it's either rerouting it or in some instances creating a trail that's more consistent with the designated use in the covenant, which is foot per foot trail. And in some cases, I think that it would have to be rerouted and the current trail essentially abandoned in favor of something that's got less of a steep grade.
Okay. So all of the ones, board members, where it says must realign trail with a maximum of 20% for no more than 200 feet, that's allowing a steep, because 20% is a relatively steep grade. But that can only be a 20% for 200 feet.
Right.
Now, from Chris, you probably know better than I do with excavation work what that's going to entail. But Steve's not here. But
there are a couple where I think it probably, sorry to interrupt, there are a couple where I think it probably would require a little detour.
Oh. Yeah.
Like a detour around.
Making more of a,
yeah,
a switchback.
But exactly. But the idea being that that would be in lieu of, not in addition to the steep part of the trail.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I mean, some of these are really remarkably steep. I've walked it. I can understand, even as somebody who's not dedicated mountain biker.
Yeah. But things like, if you look, I'm jumping ahead, but like point 22. That's what in mountain bike world is called a step down. And if you hit that with a certain speed, you're going to be zooming off.
Right.
Essentially here, it's just saying remove that.
Yes.
From a fixed standpoint, that's fairly easy. Take the bucket, take off the lip of that, and then you've got a more even dirt. I don't think there's a lot to that. The bridges, I don't think, are a lot.
No, that was just, I think we talked about that's pretty easy.
We had that big piece of ledger.
That was like 9 or something, I think.
Yeah, 9, I believe. But with that number 9, I think that's one, whereas...
5.
5, I'm sorry, yeah,
it's 5, not. 5, yeah. But I think that's, it's going to need to have more of a bump out if you're looking at the picture to the right of where the person is standing out around to make the grade less, and you're not going to be able to remove that ledge.
Oh, it is. Awful big rock.
Well, you got to think that, Merrill, that the excavator that they use for this is one of those really tiny excavators, which is great in that it doesn't disturb a lot. You know, the trails can still be very narrow, but it also has its limits. It's not going to remove a rock like that.
When they did that, when they did came up with these, they were out there with their trail experts, so I don't think he was making suggestions that would be, in his understanding, impossible to do. So, and I know it's a little tricky to see what exactly is going on in the pictures.
One concern I have is that there's a level of ambiguity to each remedy that could lead to a bunch of work and then further discussion and more work and then further discussion before. You know, is it possible if we were to agree to this to get the Nature Conservancy, and of course they'd have to do it prior to our agreeing to it, but to get the Nature Conservancy to be like, okay, this is exactly what we want you to do, you know, 0.5. Like, this is exactly what we want you to do. Here's how we want you to achieve a 20% grade for not more than 200 consecutive feet. You know, rather than... this is what we require. You figure out how to do it, because I do think that they're saying this is what we require, but I'm guessing that if we come up with a remedy of our own device, it is then going to be subject to their approval.
Yeah, they would review it and see if they agree that it conforms to what the agreement is, but I think what the effort that we made in this particular response, I guess, to the last round was to give those very precise instructions so that it's measurable. It's measurable both based on grade and distance. So that was the goal. We heard you loud and clear last time that, like, well, A, we need to understand exactly what the metric is. Because I think, you know, Bob had given the example of going out with a tool, which we solved a lot of that by saying, just let them degrade.
Right, and that's essentially exactly what he did. See that? That's what I was suggesting.
Point.
See his level?
He created
he's
a square.
He's got his level, and then what he's saying there is that's 17 inches.
Right.
Okay, and so that's how he comes up with it. So what he did is exactly what we were suggesting.
Right. In terms of, making those determinations.
The
yeah.
So if that rock were to disappear, would the rest of it be okay?
Yeah, so long as you're not more than, if you take you're allowed a 20% slope for 200 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a steep section, but if it's a 20% slope for 300 feet, you've got to do something to
level it out.
To feather that out,
Which in that point number 5, from my standpoint, if you're coming down the hill, go to the left of the ledge and curve it out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that works.
Mm-hmm.
To your point, Boomer, the measuring of the 200 feet and the grade, you just shoot your levels over a 200-foot section.
I
hear you. I mean, I think if you guys go out and take a look at this and you have any questions, I think that's another thing that we can do is before you put a shovel in the ground or whatever you're going to put in the ground, if there's any concern about, hey, is this going to be is this what you mean? Of course we welcome that kind of communication. And I think, I mean, from our perspective, I think the town, through Bob and the conversations we've had, has been very communicative. It's been fine from my point of view in terms of back and forth. And I would expect that would only continue.
We're trying.
I had one question, Merrill, on the exhibit. Was it E or B? It's the amended. Oh, you have it over there.
The amendment to the covenant.
Yeah,
that was.
That didn't. The agreement and the permitted conditions report both talk about grandfathering in existing trails. What I'm talking about is the snowmobile trail that comes out, and then the snowmobile trail and private rights of way that go along that dotted line. So the National Forest enjoys a right of way that comes up across out to there. And then myself, Dan Young, others, Packers, Greens, all enjoy this right of way, which comes up all the way through. So the amendment to the deed restriction doesn't reference that. Your settlement agreement does, but the deed restriction doesn't. You've got the restriction on the western area.
Mm-hmm.
Which I get. The western area, the shaded area, is no new development. Okay?
Yeah.
But it doesn't, you know, for instance, I'll give you an example. Last Friday morning before work, because it was a nice, beautiful morning, I skinned all the way to my cabin. So I was skiing on the area where in the deed restriction, it would say, sorry, I'm trying to find it, prohibition of activities in the western area, such as glading.
I think
I wasn't skiing on a glade. I'm skiing on my own right of way.
Right.
But I think there should be some reference in Exhibit B to grandfathering in the U.S. Forest right of way.
Acknowledging on the western area the existing stuff.
Yeah, which is in is one of your paragraphs in.
I think Exhibit 1, which is not yet attached but contemplated, could do that.
Okay.
But we can, I understand what you're saying. Just to ensure that the restrictions on that western side aren't, there's no confusion about what is already there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And essentially, it's the northern buffer of the brook westward.
Yeah.
And on the parking lot, my only suggestion too is this map here makes it look like this is the access to the parking lot, whereas the entrance to the parking lot comes this way.
Okay.
That's the trail leaving the parking lot.
Right. Because
this
the access isn't really depicted there.
It's right. It's not.
Okay.
The access comes from Route 100. You might, if we're looking at details.
Yep. Nope. I'm making notes in my phone. I'm not just surfing the web.
You're looking at your favorite show. But the size of the parking lot, the not paving it, things like that. That's fine.
Which one was that? Exhibit A that you were talking about?
But I guess back to the board, it's your what Merrill needs to know tonight is whether or not you want to, you know, maybe there's a few modifications, slight modifications with wording here, but enter into this or not. Or do you want to have one more meeting to think about it?
I don't know. Do we have all our regs together?
Well, for purposes of if you said yes, minus a few technical corrections here, yes, I think we do.
And we, I just so you know, I think we endeavored very much to make this a complete package so that there were no more open-ended anything that needed, because I know in the last version there was, like, this amendment to deed restrictions had yet to be written and things like that. Right. So that's why you got a thicker packet this time, is we were trying to make sure that everything was ticked and tied, so...
Well, I guess we either agree to this or go to court, right?
Mm-hmm. Or kick it till the 19th.
Kick it till the 19th of what?
January.
So we can discuss it some more?
Yeah. That's my vote.
And you may have, you could also have Coop there, so you have five, too.
And in the meantime, Bob can certainly... relay any questions. I'm not here to say you have to decide today. I just want to be able to provide you all the information that you need.
I think at this point, a couple more weeks, you know, it's really not going to hurt the end result. I mean, it's not like, you know.
TNC is, I'm sure, just as the town is eager to wrap it up, but agreed, if you want.
No, and we do too, I think. Yeah. I think, but I just think at this point,
finalize our thoughts.
Sleep on it a little bit. And maybe, I know sometimes I'm a little delayed, but it takes me a day or two to think about something that I don't think of here.
We all have that trait. It's at 3 o'clock in the morning, like, every time, right?
Yeah.
One thing, if you're going to chew on it for a couple of weeks,
I'm thinking about summer.
I think would help, and I look more to you, Chris, is in terms of looking at the photos there and trying to get a sense of what's going to be the outlay as far as labor and the excavation work.
Yeah.
Is that 4 days on an excavator? Is it a week? Is it 2 weeks? As Boomer asked, is there grant money? Or one of you asked, is there grant money?
I did. I just wondered who's going to pay for it. We're going to spend four days on an excavator.
Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to say. If we can get a sense of what the cost is.
Is that the town's financial responsibility to do that?
Under this agreement,
yes. And that was, that was my point about the question with the rock, because, they make hammers pretty small for pretty small machines. If we can make that rock disappear, does that save a lot of work on the other end? You know, somebody like Coop with a 50 or a 60 size excavator and a small hammer might be able to go up there and go bop, 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 and that rock is gone.
Right.
That was my question. It's like, if the rock disappeared, would that make that part of it go away? Rather than having to reconstruct, but
probably don't want us to flash, right?
The short answer is yes, based on what you have there.
Yeah.
You would measure 200 feet, and so long as you're not more than 20% grade,
right.
200 feet. If you're less than that, you're good.
Yeah, it's the grade and the distance.
Yeah.
That's the metric. Yeah.
We kind of scoped that out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's other things too, like. I know, when in Wilmington they had the Civilian Conservation Corps. What's the kids?
BYCC, Vermont Youth.
Yeah,
the Youth Conservation Corps.
Right, but sometimes you can get on their list for work, and they'll bring down a crew.
They've done a ton of stuff out at Grand Pond.
Yeah,
they've done a lot of work.
So things like
a lot of work in regular.
The work on the so things like that. Maybe we check on in the next 2 weeks.
Of somebody that would know. Jeff Nugent may have an idea about that.
Yeah.
Jeff's pretty involved with the Green
All
Mountain
the trails,
Club and
the
stuff. He'd be a good bouncing off him first. I mean, he might be able to point us in the direction.
Okay.
Have any kids in the community? All
right, so
let's postpone with her. Move this meeting to the 19th.
All right, and then two quick things. One,
well,
if the board has any specific questions, either get them to Kent, or any of you have any questions, get them to Kent or Candy or email me directly, if you can, in the next 2, 3, 4 days, so that if we have questions that go to Merrill, I want to get them to Merrill.
That would be great.
This week versus waiting.
Because I can get I can get responses from the folks at TNC who are a lot more tuned into, you know, the their needs than, you know, I can speak to off the cuff. The 19th is a holiday. Are you still meeting?
Isn't it the 26th?
Oh, yeah, it is. I said the 19th, but it is the 26th. Yeah, 26th. Today's the 12th. Our next meeting is the 26th. Yeah. Now, that said...
And do you want me to attend?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Nothing personal.
But, no, that's...
But, you know, I think at that meeting, we're going to go into executive session again. And
then come out and make a motion.
It's still going to be dark up here that time.
I know. Well, hey, yo. I'm offering. I'm happy to be here. I know that it's going to be tough to meet without my charm, but I'm sure you guys will get through it.
We won't get many pretty faces around.
Maybe we'll bring Steve in if we're looking for charm.
Yeah, he's really charming.
One more thing, Mr. Chairman, if we're done with this and we're postponing this to the 26th, is the question with regard to the VAST trail. I just wanted to... You had asked for, like, specific maps.
Yeah.
I don't think there are. That topographical photo is actually better than any map because it shows where the three alternatives that the snowmobile trail or snowmobile club has permission to do one of those three options. But
does
all three options.
That?
I was just looking here to see if I have it in my bag of tricks.
I'm just looking. Don't.
So the 26th and then February, we're going to be the 9th, the 9th and the 23rd.
I don't think I do. I don't think I have one.
I just have a map. Email,
you're talking about Matt Moneybrook.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what I did with it.
But my point is that any of the three alternatives come across Route 100, go through a private person's land and then hit the town forest. And they essentially hit the town forest on what had been Old Handle Road. Okay?
Which is the access
to the driveway trail to the there.
Parking lot.
Okay. Right. So what they're looking for, and I'm just going to paraphrase this, what they were hoping to see is a map of the exact locations of the proposal of the proposed alternatives, because the adjacent landowners don't mean anything to us per se. So a location that's in context that would allow us to understand exactly where those proposed alternatives are, and then location of the existing batch trail, location of bridges, etc. Let me just open it up, see if I can open up the actual thing. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I have the.
What are you looking for, Bob?
Like a highlight.
Bandwidth here.
Like that top drawer right there.
Are you trying Wi-Fi?
I was trying to 4G, but. Oh.
Well, hang on a minute. Do you have our?
Don't.
Do you have an iPhone?
No.
Sure. I don't have an iPhone either.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
never mind.
Oh,
no, the Wi-Fi password.
Yeah, it's, you got to go in under Stratton Town Hall.
Is it just Town Hall? Maybe?
Yep.
Yep.
And it's capital. I think it's Stratton with a capital S, 1761.
Stand by.
I can.
That worked.
Okay.
Thank you, Candy.
Thank you.
Yep. She's
right. This is the map you sent.
Yeah. It should be alternative. I thought there was something in addition to that. Or maybe that's too big.
Oh, no, it's... I think it's the explanations. Yeah.
I think it's this one.
Oh, I see.
There you go.
Yeah.
These are... The 1, 2, 3. see this Farbion Road and that there, mm-hmm. just to point it out here, this is Farbion Road.
Okay.
And then this,
can you just draw right down it? Thank you. Okay, so that's kind of curvy.
And then this here.
The curve is right there. So that's like this.
This here is old, discontinued.
Is that this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the trail that comes down from the parking lot goes along what was old Handle Road over here. Mm-hmm. And then it cuts up through and over. That's not only the Vast Trail, but that's the National Forest Trail. Okay. Then these here, so that point there is this point here.
This right here?
Yep. Okay. See that? Mm-hmm. See that dotted line?
Yep.
That dotted line is this.
Okay. Great. Bob, you're a whiz at this.
So if I'm marking that on here,
yeah, I'll say.
So
these are
this is kind of coming like through here to there, mm-hmm. to there to there, and then the other one comes essentially down from Triple Tree down.
So they're all pretty.
So it seems to me like option two is the shortest because it has. This one up here goes right by people's houses. Mm-hmm. It goes through the parking lot of Triple T.
Yep.
But no, that's where it goes now. This would come down. The option three is coming down the driveway into here. Okay, that's option three. Right there.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
This is two, and this is one.
All right. I can work with that.
That's an approximation, and this is. Just right. For here, this is Triple Tree. They're like a...
It's a lodge. It's called Triple Tree Lodge.
Yeah. It's a lodge, and they store a lot of snowmobile trailers there. And
but these are basically all outside of the boundary of this property anyway, with the until you...
Well,
very points where you come into the trail.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
And it's... From my standpoint, option number two is the least restrictive for everybody.
Yeah. Is that the one that's most...
I wasn't here when you met with the Snowmobile Club.
Meryl, do you mind sending me the map you're looking at on your phone?
Sure. Do you want me to just forward this?
Sure.
I guess,
do you mind?
No.
I guess one suggestion that I would make, if we're on the fence about possibly letting them use that land, I think... It would be a good idea to make really sure that the Snowmobile Club finds out from VTrans whether they need a crossing permit. Because when I asked Matt, he was like, well, I don't think so. And, well, I don't think so means that they haven't asked anybody.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that VTrans is going to want to know that. Just like they would want to know if someone was pulling a driveway off that road. Especially something
F-R-A-M-E-S,
that's...
F-R-A-M-E-S. 802.
Because it may be a moot point. If VTrans comes out and says,
sure.
Forget it, guys, you're not crossing here,
then
we're wasting
the case,
Merrill's time and our time and everybody's time in doing this.
Right.
And that's sort of a tangential to the primary issue, right? The alternatives.
To our agreement?
Yeah.
This is they're not related.
But I'm just saying in terms of the time frame for figuring all this stuff out, they don't have to be tied.
No, though, from a snowmobile club standpoint, which we're not the snowmobile club, obviously if there were a quick answer on that, then they could possibly open up their trail for the rest of the winter.
I see. Okay.
You see, because right now the main trail...
They lost the landowner, and they wanted to try to...
Got it.
...circumvent...
It really brings a lot of business into the area.
It's prime time for snowmobiling, is what you're saying.
And it's really the only trail into the center of Dover.
Yeah, it's the only trail that gets you from a essentially Woodford, Somerset, over the mountain to Dover.
Okay.
And like on a typical weekend, if you went through West Dover and you saw the snowmobiles both at like the Last Chair, the Saloon, you name it,
it's
there
a
are
big,
a lot of people that
it's a big financial
Woodford
impact
who
to
come
that.
Up from New York yeah. or they ride, they have a beer.
And it's also logistically one of the few gas stops in that area too.
That's true.
So I mean, it's kind of like it's a really important thing for them.
Okay. So I will. I mean, I'm gonna like go back and describe slash forward this to my folks and see if that can help them understand where these are.
Yeah.
Which I can do this week, and then you go from there on that one.
And I don't know which of you is in touch with the snowmobile club, but the access part, I mean, I'd ask that question up front.
Well, I did the night they were here, and I think Matt's answer was, I don't think so. That kind of tells me that maybe they haven't asked anybody, because I think if they had gone to either Chris Taft or Patrick at District 1, they would have said, yeah, we'll come out and look at it. But I know anything you do off of their road, just like you do on our road, you need permission to cross it. He made reference to the 90-degree rule, which I think is more in terms of whether a police officer is going to give you a hard time about riding your snowmobile down the road. And I think the way the statute reads, as I understand it, as long as you cross at 90 or as close to 90 degrees as possible, it's okay. But they're creating an access onto a busy public highway in the middle of a hill. And I have a feel, because my coworker almost killed somebody on a snowmobile where it was last year because some idiot darted out in front of him. And I just have a feeling that V-Trans is going to want to know that. You know, so
it's one thing right now. They cut straight across.
If
what they're doing is saying if they're going at an angle, that's going to be dangerous. I can see V-Trans saying.
Well, V-Trans may not even like it at a 90 degree. That's not for me to answer. But I know that, like, you have to have, you know, any type of access, as we do in this town, if you put a driveway in or anything.
One thing I would say is their option one, which would bring it up on the east side of 100 and crossing into the parking entranceway to the town forest parking lot,
mm-hmm.
that's a much more dangerous crossing, even at 90 degrees, because you're so close to the top of the hill.
Yeah.
People come over the top so fast that they'd be slamming on their brakes.
Yeah.
No, so, they don't drive fast.
People really sail on that road.
Number one is further from the top of the road, from the top of the hill. Number three is the one closest to the... Number three uses the entrance to the Stratton Town Forest.
Sure. Okay. Yep.
So okay. Three is the one and two is the same. Okay, one is three.
Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
Three is the northernmost.
All right, three.
And one and two look like they use the same...
Crossing.
Three is one and two...
Crossing.
Three Stooges.
I think if they use the same crossing, if you cross from east to west, they're essentially crossing and then turning right into...
Correct. Lane Jacobs' property.
And whereas the way it goes now, they turn left, go across the bridge onto Greensland, and that's where the permission stops.
Yeah.
So, okay. I think that helps you.
Yeah, that helps me significantly. Thank you. Just understanding what I'm looking at is helpful. Good. All right. Is there anything else I can do right now?
I guess not.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for making the trip.
Sure.
Wrap our heads around a little bit more.
I'm going to keep my eyes peeled for eyes and things dashing out.
Yeah.
Hopefully not any snowmobiles at this hour.
No, you shouldn't see
snowmobiles. My left front right car's about that big, my deer head.
Your biggest threat on this road is the other driver. That's what I've learned.
All right, guys.
Safe trip.
Yeah, thank you.
Meryl, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, okay.
I just wanted to give you a quick update on, I know it's probably not the order of your
thanks,
agenda.
Thank you.
Take care.
Good night, Meryl. Thank you.
You haven't noticed we don't follow an order?
on the Skyfall tax appeal. We had a status conference today. The other attorney actually didn't show up, so it's going to get reset. And so that, Candy, that got reset for February 2nd. I'll send it to you tomorrow. I just saw it tonight. But the more that we crunch the numbers on that, remember at our last meeting you said, hey, I don't think we should compromise on that. Even more so looking at the numbers and getting what they say the square footage of the house is. They're saying it's 9,980 square feet of living space. Even if you multiply that by what they say is the average cost per square foot for the town, which is not something you would do because it's you don't compare that to the average. You know? My point is that you are looking, we feel pretty good about moving forward with that. So I'll be talking to the other attorney, see if we can settle it, and go from there. So, well, thank you.
Anyway, okay. That's
all I've got.
One quick question.
Yeah.
With regard to the state statute about pushing snow across like a state highway, if we don't have a statute, if we don't have anything of our own, the town, does the state one supersede into the town? Does that, are we covered under that as well?
If you're talking the one in Title 19, I believe yes.
Okay. I thought that's how Patrick explained it to me a couple of years ago. I just wanted to confirm.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Well, you have somebody not cleaning up when they...
Oh, several. I mean, and it's just...
It's every year.
Yeah, it's every year. It's just becoming more and more each year. And now all the kids with their toys over there have to groom their own little trails, so then they fill the road full of snow. And so I'm just going to put a little one-page ad in the town report this year that says this is a reminder that, you know, you're not allowed to deposit any or push snow across our road. And if so, this is the statute, and you may have a guy with a green car at your house, you know, if you don't want to listen to me, you know, because I'm getting tired of cleaning it up, you know, especially 2 or 3 days after the storm when Rocco goes out and, you know, goes out this.
Depending on the driveway, somebody doing that, but then going out and cleaning it up.
Well, if they're doing it right in the middle of the storm, I really don't care because we clean it up and we're going by it. But it's, you know, it's these knuckleheads.
They get it all plowed out and all cleaned up, and 2 days later they go back and clean up the driveways, and then there, you got a mess.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to make sure I understood it correctly because I don't want to put something in the town report that isn't, you know, I don't want somebody calling us and saying, well, you're not supposed to say that.
My dad was all excited he caught a grammatical error in the New York Times the other day. They called something the most unique, and unique is an adjective, unnecessary modifiers. Anyways, it gives you an idea what
I'm just so you know, your high school English teacher would be very proud of you, you know.
My high school English teacher.
Enjoy, everybody.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
It was the game last night.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. You know, I mean, give my son's address over to the Westover office.
That's fine. Super.
Who do you want to see next, Bob?
What?
Who do you want to see him play next? Steelers?
I'd rather the Steelers because I don't like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. I'd like to see him handle a bad note in Foxborough.
Plus, I think the Texans are... looking
pretty good. A real football team.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Thank you for the earlier day.
Well, speaking of grammatical stuff, did you see the quote from the guy that headbutted Vrabel there? What's his name there? Milton or whatever it was? Yeah. His quote. Oh, it was turf. I didn't. It was just reading it. I was like, yeah, this guy's got about a third grade education. But it was funny.
See, one guy in sports today, did you say? I swear to God, Vrabel's got a razor blade. He just nicks himself every once in a while.
He was psyched. That was fun. That's fun. The team's fun. Yeah.
He gets excited.
Yes, he does.
Okay.
Vrabel can strap on the pads and go out there and play. So he looks like he's still in pretty good shape.
I bet you can get 3 or 4 plays out of him. After that, I don't know.
Be a little lame the next day.
Road crew issues.
Not really a lot. They've started logging out on the Grout Pond Road, so I I gave them a verbal temporary, but the logger's working on filling out the access permit. It's pretty, there's really nothing they have to do. They started without it, and the logger told me, so the guy at the National Forest said we don't need to do that because they own the road. And I was like, no, they don't own the road. And so I sent a thing over to Martina, and she sent it on to the forestry guy. Yeah.
They do it because they haul gravel out of Jamaica.
Yeah, they're really stoned to them. Yeah. I've had a sign made for the Daniel Webster Monument that just, it's a pretty simple one that says no overnight camping, no tents, RVs. So when we get that, I think that person that had that little encampment set up in there, I think they left that, but I think they're gone. I don't see any activity, so we'll just clean it up in the spring, and hopefully we can address that with a sign. Other than that, it's really nothing noteworthy. I think we're pretty close on the replacement for the pickup, the little truck. I'm hoping within the next couple of weeks we'll have it, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. So other than that, it's just the, you know, routine, day-to-day, you know. We go out and plow another inch of snow every day or get another freezing rain, yeah.
Not to add to your workload, but could we replace the welcome to Stratton sign that was at the Worth Rural line?
Yeah, I'm working on it. It's down in the shop. What I need to do someday is I got to make like a plywood backer because it cracked right down the middle.
Oh, you have
so
to
sign
it?
Oh, I have it. Yeah, it's just something. No, we'll get it. I've been meaning to put it.
It's on the list. You're fine, Chris.
And at some point, we really ought to have that guy. Like, the rec area sign is looking pretty dingy. And I think maybe at some point we ought to reach out to that guy and maybe have him freshen all of them up. They're all really sun faded. And
he's still in business.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who did we use?
I can't think of his name, and Kent swears up and down that we never paid for that big one out here.
Where was he from?
Dorset
or Danby area, right?
It's the first town that you come to.
There you go. He must have died after
when
that.
When you leave Manchester. There's that little store right there.
There's a store right
gas
there.
Left hand
side. Has gas? Yeah, it's Dorset. Yeah.
Right there.
I couldn't remember if it was Dorset or Danby. I knew it was one of the towns of D.
Danby's further.
Yeah.
I'm sure Allison has it in the...
Yeah. But at some point. But yeah, I'll get it back.
The shop is still there, but I don't know what he's been around for a couple of years.
There's a kid in Bloomington that does good work, too.
Yeah. I mean, anybody could probably touch
Taylor. Taylor does nice work.
Yeah. But at some point, you know, maybe a summer project or something.
Yeah.
Have him come out and, you know, maybe they're just starting to look kind of... They're just getting beat. You know, they've been up a long time.
Yeah.
So...
With the rec area sign is the coastal leaning. Those
need
to be reset, repacked.
And then Wednesday, I'm going to meet with Jeff about that grant for the village and kind of go over what they want to kind of upgrade some of the lighting for the crosswalks. And I think this grant, if we got it, may cover a lot of that expense. So I'm going to meet with him and find out what they want to do. And I was actually even going to see if it'll cover their speed bumps that they want to try. It covers like rumble strips and that kind of stuff, but it doesn't specify.
All, like, safety stuff.
Yeah, it's the safety grant, and they'll give you up to $50,000, and there's no match on our part. And I know it'll cover a lot of that crosswalk painting that we've been paying for and stuff like that. So, but other than that, it's I really don't have much of anything. Just trying to keep everything running, and we keep breaking. You know, stuff just keeps breaking down.
Yeah.
Nothing big, but it's just that time of year. The roads are getting bumpy, as you can see. Man.
So we got some town hall and rec area requests.
I need to sign the orders, too.
Break down the town hall ones, just so I make sure. I like to know when they're on the weekend, so I can make sure the blocks are shoveled and it's salted nicely or whatever.
February 15th, Melissa Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
I got it.
Who's Melissa Fitzpatrick?
He's right.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Or Missy. No.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even think about Missy. Yeah.
It's February
15th. For baby shower. And Pathfinder. January 25th, Town Hall. And Rick, if you write in February 21st, January 25th, the town hall pet claims.
The rec area write-in was
21st.
21st of February.
February?
Yeah. Okay. And it's all I believe.
Cool. Is anybody present willing to be take my spot as moderator for town meeting this year?
No.
I have a work conflict that I would like to be able to do. So
we can probably find somebody.
No, I know. I just wanted to. I think I have to go to Nashville, Tennessee for a meeting.
Oh no! Damn boy.
I don't think I'll leave getting over to Opryland.
Say
get off the plane, go 15 minutes to the hotel. It's just it's a convention.
Say hi to Jason.
I might try to go check out some of my old stomping grounds. Probably have to rent a car to do it. So, I don't know. TBD.
No.
Paris.
Yeah. No big deal.
I mean, if we can't find anybody, I would probably do it. I mean, I don't. With some tutelage from Ken or something. I'm sure we can find somebody.
I don't think I know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I'm
saying
he can do it.
I mean, seriously.
Well, basically, you only have to have a brain.
Well, that counts me out.
How the hell have I been able to pull that off?
Yeah. Forget that.
To come on February 23rd.
Yeah, that's what Tim said.
I will not be here for that meeting.
They're still doing a lot of the overhead work, and I think they're trying to finalize this because they had another guy out to pick up today, marking out poles, and they're working on easements on Pike Hollow. And I suspect that he's going to want to talk to us about Kennedy Road going underground, which I'm...
Well, I think we know how we feel about
I'm
that.
I'm totally against that.
Which one?
Underground on Kennedy Road.
Well, they're going to do on our road. Overhead?
Yeah. I believe they're building that. That's all being staked out for overhead. Because Steve Nordberg texted me the other night, and they sent him a photo of his property, and they had this blue square on there that I think he thought was going to be some kind of a box, but I think it's just an area that they're probably going to want to put a guy wire. But it's a little bit confusing if you look at it because they have this square drawn in, and he's like, if I measure that to scale, it's like 200 square feet. And I said, they're not building anything on your property. I said, I think that's probably this area where they envisioned their guy wire going. But I was like, at the end of the day, you got to sign off on it. So if you don't like on, if you don't like it, tell them. Yeah. You know, and
they had a stake where they were going to put the new,
yeah, that,
new
that,
guide wire. I mean, they put a new pole at my dad's, but they
And then like when they actually really get ready, if you don't like it, they're generally pretty good about working with you. Like if I don't like something,
cut down a whole fucking tree.
They
well, I think they're changing. You know, they're. I'm not a fan of the way it looks, but if you look at what they've got, I think, a dead line, a carry line up high. And then the power line itself is hanging on those hangers, right?
Perhaps.
That's what it looks like to me. It looks like there's an open, you know, non-electric carrying cable on top. And the power line itself is hanging below it, and then it's hooked together with those clothesline, you know, thingamajiggies. But they're just significantly increasing in certain spots the spread of the pole. So there's some poles where it's like they're putting a pole here and not where there used to be one. And
see,
like they were at my dad's today, like the pulleys are on the pole at my dad's.
Yeah.
So they're headed up to de Blasio's. I mean, probably in the next week and a half, they'll have something hanging on that pole at de Blasio's. Yeah.
That's a weird sound when they start pulling that.
They're not up to Carl's there. You guys got the one out in the middle of the moat.
I told Hoosier about that. And he was going to look at it.
That's going to fall all over.
Yeah.
Well, and the funny thing too about it for me is like they're pulling all the electric off of these poles,
but not the phone.
But not the phone.
And that's what pisses me off, because those poles are going to be there for a long time.
They're going to be there forever.
And I wish there was some way that Green Mountain Power or the state could force that and say, you get your fucking ass down here and get those phone lines switched over now so we can clean this up. That's bullshit. You know, I'll bet it's going to be years. I'll bet we're going to have those old poles for years.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Well, no, I'm with Chris 100%, because the thing is the technology,
Consolidated sucks.
The technology that's hanging on those poles is dying.
Consolidated is Fidium, right?
No.
The internet side of it is, I think, right?
Fidium.
Yeah.
Fidium is the fiber. Is the fiber side of Consolidated.
So you're going to want fiber then?
Somebody said they ran it up Willow Cemetery.
Oh, I mean,
one of the guys that was working on the side of the road told my neighbor that they ran fiber up Willow Cemetery.
Was he wearing lineman's boots or was he holding the stop and slow sign? Because there's a serious difference on whether they know what they're talking about.
I know. That's bad, and I don't know which.
Solid is just awful.
I've been trying to get the password to my Consolidated email for 3 months.
Apparently.
Yeah. I abandoned it years ago.
But from what I gathered from, what's his name there, Don Mills, the power company has no pull with him to get that switched over, you know.
I mean, they had use of the pole. I don't know if it's free.
Yeah. Well, like a few years back, Jared Bristol told me that Consolidated was doing such a piss-poor job of maintaining their poles, because a lot of them used to be Consolidated's. The state put it all on Green Mountain Power, and he said, statewide, we just inherited 90,000 more telephone poles that we're responsible for now, because when there was issues with them, Consolidated wasn't doing anything about them. And for the last 5 years, I've been calling about getting the wire raised on my road, the phone wire. I mean, you can almost reach out the window of one ton when we get a heavy snow and grab onto it.
You remember when Hunter's guy hooked that line over by Jenks on 30 and 11?
Yeah.
That was a Consolidated line. There was an open ticket on it. And everybody was like, oh, you're hauling too high. And it was like, no,
it wasn't.
Well known. You know.
I've called 4 different times to have
that
wire.
That snapped the pole off and landed it on some lady's car.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's lucky she didn't get killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
They're a terrible company.
It was a cost. They're horrible.
It,
yeah. And,
you know, they have to pour that bridle?
No, it was Fairpoint.
Fairpoint.
Yeah. They weren't much better, but they were better.
I mean, the thing is like, you know, and I'm not trying to make an excuse for them or go into the weeds here, but, like, you know, there is no money in communications in rural Vermont. There just isn't, you know, like the number of customers per mile a line.
But the problem is though, what little bit there has been, they've wasted.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not saying that.
You know, they, like, when years ago when they put that grant out for all the fiber, all they did was they ran it to the schools and libraries and they ran it a foot below what Consolidated already had. And that's the Consolidated foreman was telling me that one day when we had an issue with the firehouse. He said, that's what pisses me off. He said, they gave Sovereignet this grant, and he said, they're out running fiber to the same exact places we already have it. And he said, it doesn't piss me off as a Consolidated employee that we didn't get the job. It pisses me off as a taxpayer that this far under our fiber line, there's another one when they could have gone like up Sheldon Hill or out to some of these parts of town that had none.
Yeah.
He said, that's what pisses me off. You know, they gave all these millions of dollars and they didn't accomplish it.
I could switch my service over now to that fiber by March.
Well, I mean,
I don't know how they're
going to do that. You still have my landline?
My pole to the house, I don't know how they're going to do that.
Do you still have a landline? They lay it on the ground. Lay it on the ground.
Yeah.
We do, but we've dropped it from, you know, what used to be $70 a month with internet and unlimited long distance calling to $14 a month. And all it is like.
We get our caller in there.
I can call it here.
Do you use Starlink?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you drop your thing back to get the cheaper, you know, because we dropped our plan back to like $80 a month.
With Consolidated?
No, Starlink? With Starlink.
Oh, no,
they have different plans now.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll have
first back to 40 a month.
She was the one that told us about it. I wasn't aware of it.
I'll have to take a look at it.
Yeah. If Beth has the link, I'll have her text it to you. Because there's one plan, I think Allie said she's paying 40.
40 something.
And it's adequate to run what they're running. And we started out with the $80 one, and it seems more, I mean, I don't notice any change.
I mean, I didn't have a problem with the DSL I was getting from Consolidated. What the reason we changed was that when the power went out, 20 minutes later, the phone went out. And it used to be when the power went out, 2 days later, the phone went out.
That's the batteries.
Yeah.
And they won't change the freaking batteries.
Right. So every time the power goes out, 20 minutes later, the phone goes out. And then you got no phone, no internet. You're totally incommunicado.
Yep. And
now the generator turns on, Starlink keeps running, and we're completely...
Well, you know what's sad, too? After Irene, we offered to run power out to that box for them at our expense.
And they were like, yeah,
no. They wouldn't let us do it. We said, we'll bury the line, we'll pay the electrician to give you the power, you know, because we have a generator.
Right.
You know, we can,
right.
You know, yep. No. That's how asinine they are. It's just...
I would have said, what is your reason for...
Yeah.
Accepting a great solution.
Yeah.
And maybe having a few less bitching calls coming in every time.
Yeah.
I don't get it sometimes.
So how do you guys handle the orders? Do you make a motion and vote on them, or you
just... No,
you
decide.
We just, yeah.
So I make a motion to accept the minutes of the last meeting?
So moved. Second. I gave you the motion. I took the second. Don't worry about it. Aye.
What about the town report?
It's coming around.
Okay.
Here you go, bud.
That's all there is, just a slight bit of
water.
Ow. Jesus Christ.
Emma Mitchell. You remember Brooks Mitchell? Plumber?
Oh, yeah. He's still around?
I don't know.
What?
He had a really bad motorcycle.
Wicked bad motorcycle.
I think he is.
I think he's still alive. But Emma, his daughter, and I were friends. One day she threw a pen and it stuck right there.
Luckily not about half an entire.
I got a broom mark on my wrist. I had a pencil in my pocket years ago. I was in high school. Comes out of my hand, caught it, and stuck it right in my wrist.
You know Mike Stevens that works at the town of Bloomington?
Probably by sight.
Yeah, you probably know him. A lot of years ago. He used to work for Alan Bartlett before he worked for the town. And they were putting an addition on Alan's shop, him and Lauren and all the guys were. And Alan's brother was Francis Bartlett, the builder.
Okay.
So he loaned him all of his nail guns. One day, one of the guys was nailing some studs, and one of Alan's guys had a pencil in his ear, and a nail fired up and took the pencil right out of his ear. Mike said, "That was the end of that freaking nail gun for me. I never touched it again."
I don't know if it was my father or my stepfather. They put a nail through the three fingers.
I shot one through one of my fingers one time.
Paul shot one into his
leg, probably?
The top of his leg.
Yeah, that's a pretty common one because you're hanging it back on your belt. I put one right there. I could feel the tip of it right there. There was about a quarter of an inch sticking out.
Did you pull it out yourself or no?
I got onto it. Melissa always swore, you know, like, don't ever pull a foreign body out of your body. It's a bad idea.
You're not supposed to, like, from the EMT standpoint.
Yep.
If it's impaled, you're supposed to leave it.
Leave it there.
Yeah.
Or have it.
No, just have a, you know, go and have an x-rayed and
make sure you're not through a blood vessel
or
an
artery
wrapped around a nerve or something like that.
I was running around a week and checking a couple houses, the one up Joe's Risley and what was ready, but I was suddenly hear somebody yelling upstairs. It was Joe Stevens' kid.
No, he shot himself to it.
Yeah, he shot himself right to a freaking rafter.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess he didn't have his hammer with him and shit. So, I mean, luckily I came in and I got him freed up. I said, let's get you to a doctor.
I've heard a lot of stories of guys going to the doctor with, like, a foot of 2x6 nailed in their hand.
Yeah.
You know, you cut the stud out. And
so mine was really weird the way I did it.
I put one.
Should I make a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Yeah. Second, aye.
Mm-hmm. So what's...
You can shut the machine off now.
I mean, they have to pull it out. They just don't want it to get infected right away?
No, well, no. If, like, this one here, if it had gone into, like, the vein that goes through here,
yeah,
it's stopping blood flow. You know, it is the plug in the...